Right now we're going to talk about a program that the Black River Audubon Society is having coming up on September 5th at the Carlisle Reservation Visitor Center. They've invited Holly Merker in to present Ornithotherapy, the Power of Birdwatching. Holly joins us this morning, an author of books, The Power of Birdwatching, as well as Ornithotherapy for Your Body, Mind, and Soul. Hi, Holly. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you both?
Good. Now, is ornithotherapy a real word, or is this something that you coined? Can you explain that to me, if you would?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not a word that I coined. It is a real word. I could first find it used in print in 1979 in the British Journal of Medicine, where a doctor in London was prescribing bird watching to his patients, just to see if perhaps this might help them get through some anxiety or depression. And what he noted is that bird watching was as effective as any tranquilizer, but cheaper and safer than any drug.
That's fascinating. How did you first become aware that this is something that you wanted to write about?
Yeah, so I went through a diagnosis with breast cancer when I was a young mom, and I found myself accessing birds in the natural world in a way I hadn't expected. So I had always loved birds and was already what I call a birder. But during that time, birds really helped me get through some of the toughest moments of that cancer journey. And for me, it was incredibly therapeutic. And so I sort of fell into it by accident, but it was probably one of the healthiest things I've ever discovered in my life. And I truly believe that it helped me really survive.
You're presenting a program called Ornithotherapy, The Power of Bird Watching. How do you go about describing? Do we just sit and watch out our window with the feeder? Do we go to a park? What do you recommend for something like that?
Well, it's really all of the above. So we can access birds through a window, like you suggested, either looking at a feeder or, like, I don't even have a feeder outside of one of my windows, and I'm just watching the birds flutter by, or perhaps use a bird bath or with native plants in my yard that draws them in. But we can also access birds in cityscapes. I mean, perhaps you don't have a nice space outside your own window or door, but you enjoy going to an urban park. And here we can see lots of birds like pigeons and starlings and birds like that that are really charismatic. The research suggests that just by turning our attention to something else and focusing on that for a few minutes helps lower our blood pressure and also just puts us in sort of a different frame of mind, changing your mental channel, if you will.
Well, you could. I will say this is part of my daily ritual. Now, Greg, I know you, I have a window that points out to a side of another building, and there's a ledge on that building. Here we are in downtown Elyria. I count the pigeons every day to see how many show up, if it's 3 or 12, and you always sort of wonder, what's the storyline? What are they doing? How are they behaving? Why do they space themselves so evenly apart? Sort of a distraction, yet it's sort of giving me sort of just another thing outside of what's going on inside the building. So that's a little bit of, I guess I've been practicing this without knowing it.
Absolutely. It sure sounds like you've been practicing ornithotherapy, and that's exactly what it is. You're just distracting yourself for a few minutes that allows you to kind of take a little break from the realities of life and the pressures and stresses that we all face. And when we do this and we tune into something different, again, it's something that's beneficial when we can redirect our minds, if even just for a few moments.
Holly, do you recommend some people setting aside designated times during the day or week for this?
Yeah, I sure do. I mean, I feel like it's important for us to give ourselves permission to take time out for our own self-care and using birds for that self-care, because birds are that perfect gateway into experiences outdoors. That is important. And so studies suggest that after 20 minutes, our cortisol levels start to lower. And that's important because cortisol is an important hormone that plays that influences our well-being. And so studies suggest after 20 minutes, we can start lowering that level. If you only have a few moments to spend, that's still beneficial. But including birds in your wellness and overall self-care is important and can make a difference, studies will show.
Talking today with Holly Merker, author of the book Ornithotherapy, Your Body, Mind, and Soul, talking about mindfulness and all sorts of things to help people heal. What's the benefit? I mean, other than just sort of the anxiety and relaxing. What else is physiologically going on with us when we're doing this?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the cortisol levels start to lower. So biochemically, we can start to make a difference in our immune health. Also, studies show that by being in nature, we can lower our blood pressure. Being outdoors in green spaces, in addition to lowering cortisol, can help promote well-being in general. We just start feeling better. Studies show that listening to birdsong for up to 6 minutes a day can have lasting effects on our feelings of anxiety, can loosen that grip for several hours after that experience. And, you know, you don't have to know anything about birds to benefit. So you don't need to ID them. You could just sit outside and listen. Or if you can't get outdoors, because, you know, sometimes in life we can't be outside, even just listening to an audio track of birds and natural sounds, studies show is beneficial.
When you have people that you are helping, how do you prescribe this? In other words, what's the protocol for that? How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, so again, just accessing nature, taking that time out. When I'm providing programs for ornithotherapy or mindful birding, which is another name for this, we walk through some sensory engagement, just maybe by gently shutting our eyes and just listening outdoors, listening to the sounds, allowing that visual part of our brain to turn off for a few minutes, close the curtains, if you will, and just listen. This kind of redirects our mind in a different way, but also allows us to enhance our experiences so that when we do open our eyes, we might see the world a little differently. So just thinking about that and also, you know, just tuning in. So in the book Ornithotherapy, I have guided explorations that we feature for people to harness some of the science behind what we're talking about here by maybe paying more attention and noticing how a bird moves, how it interacts with its environment. Just like you said you did, like watching outside your window with these pigeons. I mean, when the pigeons are moving, what's going on with their tail? Is their head moving? Are they interacting with each other? When we start to pay attention in this very focused way, you know, again, it just benefits our minds and our bodies. And it just takes the edge off of our daily stresses. And who doesn't need that in their lives, right?
Right. And pigeons aside, a lot of beautiful birds out there just to watch with the colors and all those things. And there's even those stories of people seeing cardinals and always think it's a loved one, you know, that sort of a type of thing. So there's always a connection, somewhat of a spiritual connection we seem to have with birds.
Absolutely. I think that for many people, especially as you referenced, the cardinal is symbolic, and we can get in touch with some of our feelings about that and also how we interact with the world. It just, you know, when we see birds, it just makes us feel a little better. And studies now that are coming out really are supporting this.
I always wonder, I just don't know how they fly. It's still amazing that they can do that. And all sorts of things that you can find out from the watching birds. Again, the Ornithotherapy, Your Mind, Your Body, Mind, and Soul is the book, but your program, The Power of Birdwatching, coming up at the Black River Audubon Society, presenting that over at the Carlisle Reservation. Again, that's September 5th at 7 o'clock. It's a free event. People will come in and enjoy. You can go to blackriveraudubon.org to get some more information. People want to find out more about your book or what you do, where's a good place to get some of that, Holly?
Yeah, well, you can find out more at ornithotherapy.com.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate you sharing the information.
Well, thank you both so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Holly Merker joining us this morning again, talking all about ornithotherapy, the power of bird watching.